September 1st, The Power of Persuasion. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. 2 Corinthians 5:11a. Though the hope of the Christian is great upon his physical death, Paul ends the previous passage with the truth of judgment. The fact is that at the close of all history, there will be a time when everyone gets his due. The Christian will receive what is due him in the acceptance of Jesus' life on the Christian's behalf. The unbeliever will receive the penalty of his sins. It is this thought to which the therefore of verse 11 points. This is the thought that drives Paul to persuade others. Does it us? Do we honestly care enough about the souls of others that we are driven in an attempt to persuade them of the coming judgment and offer them the hope of eternal life? Always understand that the power of persuasion and conviction of sin comes to one from the Holy Spirit. However, we are the tools of the Holy Spirit to others. Seldom does Jesus come to people in a Damascus Road experience. He will use our loving hearts and our obedient lips to care to tell others the story of Jesus. Pray for a loving heart and obedient lips today. Pray that the Holy Spirit would use your life to convict and persuade the souls of men.